You're tuning in to the Black Hollywood Live Network, featuring news, interviews, and commentary on all things Black Hollywood. Hollywood redefined. From Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is Black Hollywood Live,
The Beat. Featuring the week's roundup and commentary on music news.
Black Hollywood Live, Hollywood redefined.
You're listening to Black Hollywood Live.
And now, the host for Black Hollywood Live,
The Beat.
I'm supposed to eat fish in a business.
Girl,
you're not supposed to eat fish in a business.
I eat fish.
You ain't supposed to eat fish in a building. You ain't supposed to eat fish in a building.
I eat fish. Before I do the beat, I eat my fish stick like a meat.
I thought that was Queen. That fish I smelled.
Never. My porcupine ain't never gonna be on 100. If a bitch porcupine on 100, that bitch got BV, bacterial vaginosis, okay?
Oh, I thought that was a natural smell.
Vagina does not smell like fish.
Child, that is pussy on a human being. Fish is fish.
What a way to open the show. Hi, guys.
What up, yo? Welcome to Black Hollywood Live's The Beat. Sorry, it's a hot mess here. Y'all, I know we're running late. Our guest is done deigning and show up. It's all right. We know everyone's got personal situations. But that's fine. I'm joined in studio by my favorite people in the world. Miss Queen.
Hi.
Sir Sean
Allen.
Hey,
what's up?
Sean is on 100, guys.
Bitch, you started the show talking about your porcupine. Your pussy is on one.
He tried to say my pussy smell like fish. I'm in here every day with no, wait, pause. It's only a joke, guys. But I'm in here every Friday with a dress and a skirt on, and you don't never smell my porcupine at all. I was about to say something real TMI, but I'm gonna leave it alone. But anyway,
I was gonna say it smelled like Subway. No, bitch, like that yeast bread.
You wish.
You just wiggled your ass.
You just mad because you don't like it.
And you know, Shit. We got our baby mama running the engineer booth. We got Miss Alexis.
Alexis! Hey, everybody. It's Friday. Let's do it.
First day of spring.
I know, right?
You in with me?
Yeah, man. Right?
Well, all right, let's talk about music. Hey, that's what we're here for.
Let's get into it.
All right, so Sierra's I Bet, we played the video last week, loved it. Well, some people didn't. One of them being Jermaine Dupri.
Oh, God.
Jermaine Dupri came out to say that he feels I Bet is a complete ripoff of You Remind Me by Usher. He says it's not as much ripped off as Blurred Lines, but you can hear the chord changes and whatnot. I don't want any money, I just want my credit. So, before we get into the conversation, Alexis, you have these
the two
played up for us?
I do.
All right. So let's hear Sierra's bet first.
I think.
The bottom video.
Yeah, I was like, I can't find
Let's play that first. Let's get it into our head. And then we're going to go back in time. We're going to listen to some Usher. And then we're going to listen to Tamia Still, because this is another song that keeps coming up.
I love Tamia.
Me too.
That people are saying Beyonce. Oops, Sierra ripped off.
You'll get B emojis all over your.
Right.
Yo.
I am not kidding.
Yo, people fans have been wilding. Yo, people fans have been attacking anybody who's Miley Cyrus fans are wilding out. Like, people fans are wilding out these days. Okay, we're waiting whenever you're ready.
Here we go. You got that nice chord in.
Yeah.
She still can't
sing. She sound like a troll. Yeah.
I bet you start loving me.
That sounds like a fake future.
He does some. I'm like,
right.
You get a divorce and the man you put on it sound like your ex-husband?
I thought they weren't married. Are they engaged?
They're not married. She had a baby.
Alright, so this is Sierra, I Bet. Alright. So we get the point of it. So now let's listen to Usher, You Remind Me.
Okay.
I mean, I get what he's saying, portions of it.
We can't get nothing yet. No.
They don't sound the same.
And this is You Got a Bed, but that's what it was. I don't know why I said You Remind Me.
Why did he...
Because of this part, ready? The way Usher talks... Sings quick and slow.
Somebody who
makes you change your ways.
Like, so maybe it's
inspired.
Okay. Now switch back to our bet real quick, please.
No, wait, she ain't DJ Alexis. You got that, girl? Oh, go ahead, girl.
She is what she
Let me bring
our
my turntables in here.
She is
Now, okay, pause that. Now play Tamia's stuff.
Okay, it's probably just a snare.
But I thought they were friends. I thought they were all were like.
That's why he's from Atlanta.
And that's why he ain't going after money from him. It's like, we all do it. We know. We get it. Now let's hear Tamia Still. Now this one, more so to me.
Yeah.
Now this sounds more like Ciara's song, not Usher joint. It's just the rhythm. What can you do?
It's R&B.
So that means they all bit off of Tamia then, because Tamia's shit was first.
No, it wasn't. Usher was.
Tamia's was before. His You Got It Bad was before.
Tamia Still?
Yeah.
You really? Sure?
Positive.
Google, because you know you on top of it. Anyway, personally, I think everybody's starting to come out the woodworks with this sounds like that's mine because they saw that big payoff the gays just got.
That was crazy.
And now motherfuckers is trying to jump on a bandwagon and get a coin.
Guys, yes. Sean's right. Usher was 2001. Tamia Still was in 2004.
Thank you.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Damn, I was listening to Tamia when I graduated.
Tamia was in the 90s.
Yeah,
too.
Her first album was in the 90s, but Still's on her, I think, her second or third album, which came out in the mid 2000s.
Damn, okay. Son. Okay. I mean, my thing is the Marvin Gaye thing. I mean, it's just you listen to it and it's just, it is like, okay, y'all clearly sampled that.
Yeah.
This, though, I don't know.
I think that's just chord changes. It doesn't sound sampled. That's just, I think with this, I think it's just the rhythm and the snare and the chord change. I don't think that it has anything to, no, it doesn't sound like it's been, what is it called when it sampled? Mm. It sounded like the producer just went off of that rhythm.
It was more like he was influenced versus sampled.
Right.
That's crazy that Jermaine Dupri said that, because Jermaine Dupri built his career off of sampling songs.
Exactly.
So it's like, for him to say that, it's just like
him, Kanye.
But if he's out here,
right?
If he's out here crediting the people he sampled from, that's all he's asking.
But you know what though? Like, his dad wasn't a music exec. He grew up with money, so he knew he knew laws and stuff. So I'm sure everything was cleared and paid off and credited correctly with Jermaine Dupri. But he still built his career off of samples. You know, credited or not credited, it wasn't original music. So for you to like come at somebody,
and not to interject, but remember in the 90s, that's all they did was sample. Everything was a sample,
guys. For
forever,
everything has been sampled. Right now, everybody's sampling the 90s. It's just what is happening. In the 2000s, they were sampling. I mean, in the 90s, they were sampling the 80s. Like, it's just what happened.
But I think now, I think what's going on is because back then, you know, the record companies, everything was just so tight contractual wise that everybody had to get permission to use the samples. These days, people are just trying to get away with murder by throwing a little piece here, throwing a piece there, and they forgot about the paperwork. And that's why Pharrell is getting caught up with Happy and the other shit that he's going through right now, because he's one of the dopest producers, but he's trying to sneak and use those samples.
See, Happy to me isn't as bad as the Blurred Line one. Blurred Line one is like just...
No, Happy is too. No, I
know.
Oh, yeah, but Blurred Line is just flat out.
I mean, damn, did you want to add a piano or something in there? Can you throw a tambourine? Like, damn. The fuck? Okay, so moving on from all of that, let's talk about the number one thing on everyone's mind in the world, Empire. Yo, so we talked about Madonna. We're going to talk about her again in a second.
Wait, hold on. I got something funny. This is what I was looking for. This is how the gay family is listening to the radio now.
The gay fam listens to the radio nowadays.
Wait, you gotta show everybody.
Show that camera. Which one?
That one right there.
Wait. Should we walk over?
I got it.
Yeah.
That's how the gay family.
Is this how y'all be watching?
That's how the gay family listens to the radio now.
With their ear listening to everything. Girl, that's a new song. I better listen to see if they got daddy beat on it.
What did they say about beat?
Right.
No, I was talking about my fiance, not Beyonce.
Right. That's all right, though. This happening right now is going to shut all that slick shit down, and everybody's going to have to get back into the paperwork.
The same way, off subject,
bitches like me who's worth something is going to be back in style because they're getting tired of the thoughts moving right along. I just had to say something.
Thought season is almost over.
These dudes are sick and tired of the bullshit, but it's all good. Hopefully.
Boom.
All hopefully right. They leave without STDs.
Oh, all right, girl. Keep them STDs out of here. All right, so Empire, number one show on TV. I mean, the season finale had 16.5 million people watching it.
Shit.
Yeah, and it's crazy because it was 16.5 million people who watched it, and a show under it was Survivor, and it had 9 point something million. So it was like 7 million.
I was watching Survivor over Empire.
Why?
Because I want to watch, I didn't get to see all of Empire, so I want to watch the whole season from the beginning to the end to get into it. I didn't want to see how it ended. And then I had to get off of social media because my, you know, the East Coast is, they're just flooding the lines. I'm like, I don't want to know. Okay, I already know Cookie. Now I know Cookie.
Right, Cookie fucking somebody. She gonna hit somebody.
She done had a fight. I was just ruined. But I'm going to watch season one, from episode one until the end. I'm going to sit home one day and just finish the whole thing.
Good for you, Queen.
Don't you guys, you know, I'm looking into the camera. Jesse hates when I do this, but, you know, this is a good, you know, we love what we do.
You know?
Right? And, you know, and this is the outlet. And we just want to, we never say this, but we just want to thank everyone who tunes into the Beat TV. Being here, I don't know why I'm going into this, but being here with these two guys has really been a blessing, and it's fun, and this gives us an outlet to speak freely and to be who we are and to be able to entertain you. So I just wanted to take a quick second to say thank you. Fuck you, Sean. Well,
all right, I'm glad you smeared campaign over the Empire story.
Sorry.
But okay. We do love you. What are Empire fans called? Do Empire fans have, like, a name?
No, but did you hear it all?
Girl, yeah.
Okay.
I can't. Girl, I can't with this episode right now.
I'm bipolaring right
okay.
now today.
So not only is it the number one TV show, but they released a soundtrack with, like, 20 songs on it, and it is the number one album of the week.
It beat out Madonna.
By quite some, too. It came out, it sold 130,000 units.
Wow.
Madonna only sold 121,000.
Okay, not bad.
Not bad, but a legend. You know what I mean? And this was kind of like, she's been doing a lot of promo for this, and
she have been.
But she is a legend, and it is in 2015. So for her to be able to move that many units, not being known with this generation, that is an epic move, and that's a blessing to her. It's unfortunate that Empire had to take over, but
Empire had enough.
Empire is like the number one.
Love is not.
Right, number so she didn't lose out. Grateful. Number two was good. She should be grateful.
But number two ain't number one.
Sure the fuck
it's
ain't.
It's the first loss.
Yo,
first
and loss. Let me just say, this is the first TV soundtrack to debut at number one since 2010, which was Glee that had gotten the first one.
Good.
But Glee wasn't original music. This is original music, so this is a little bit more special.
Glee was original music?
Well, it wasn't.
This is original music?
Yes.
That's awesome.
Boom.
That's awesome. God bless them.
It's so original that, so, you know, I'm listening to the album. Now, some people are kind of up and off and on about, is the music good? Is it too, you know, campy? Does it really represent R&B? Does it really represent, you know, what music is today? Yep, I would say it definitely represents what music is today, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like a lot of the songs are a little too similar, or have some sort of a similar sound, or it's like you'll hear a song on the album and like the beat's so dope, but then it's like lyrically, where do we go with that?
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, there are amazing appearances by people. We get Mary J. Blige, Jennifer Hudson. Jennifer Hudson, like, girl, she done made me want to pray. I'm like, all right, J-Hun. She also made me get a haircut because I was like, why does my hair look like Jennifer Hudson? So yeah, we had to do that. But my favorite song is actually by Soraya and Yaz, and it's Keep It Moving. And I just want to play a quick clip because Soraya was supposed to come in today.
Yeah.
She's
going
to come in.
But I had her on
soon.
Wednesday.
Yeah.
Let's take a listen.
That's how they do the dance. This is my shit.
Turn it up, A.
I listen to this almost every day.
Me too. Have you heard it before, Clyde?
This is her singing.
Yeah.
I drive you insane.
That beat is so hard.
Got me in here, what you gonna do with it? No, I need a man, make it aim, let's get it. Get a little chicken out.
I like the hook. You should play the hook. Play the hook.
Every time I know I'm coming over.
That hook is so hard, man.
I do it, throw it like a roger.
All right, so there you go, a little clip. You guys can check out the album. It's available on iTunes. Help push some more, because just the fact that this show is getting the publicity and the music is bringing music back to R&B, hip-hop, let's just support it. I love that song specifically. That song definitely does not represent what this album is. I specifically like that song. I know we've talked about it, Sean. That song is such a great pop record, R&B pop mix fusion, like it just delivers the sound, the beat, the energy. It's not too long. It doesn't do the most.
Right.
She isn't she's not like ripping scales on it.
Right.
I don't need all that.
Right.
It's very sing along. You sing along with it, and
that beat.
That beat is crazy. Timberland, of course. So the beat is hard. What about it? It's just a good poppy song, and you could sing along to it, and you understand what they're saying, and just the back and forth between her and Yaz. It's just dope. It's a dope song, and the hook is, I like the hook, I don't got time for love, keep it moving.
Shit. Thought anthem.
Yes.
This summer, that'll be it.
Okay.
And I bet you won't.
Like she downloaded all the songs.
Double tap that.
Well, we're gonna get to that in a second. But before we do that, so the season premiere finale was on the other day, and Don Lemon was on CNN, and he was discussing the show's depiction of African Americans.
Oh God.
And remember when we had Nicole Scherzinger in here and
yes.
Dr. Boyce Watkins talked about Bobby Shmurda?
Oh, God, he's talking again?
Mm-hmm.
Shut up, Mr. Boyce.
Well, all right, so I'm going to read through some of the statements that Dr. Boyce Watkins says about Empire.
Here we go.
I want to get you guys' thoughts.
Okay.
So he said, Empire is described as a ghettofied hood drama in coonery. A lot of black actors and actresses are just tired of being put in the entertainment ghetto. The entertainment ghetto is basically the place where you have roles that are shows that are specifically designed for black people, where black actors are kind of locked into. He then went on to say, Fox would never put a dysfunctional white family on television. Now,
wow.
To that, Don Lemon said, wait, didn't you watch Dallas, Dynasty, Falcon Crest? Those were all, you know, soap opera-y kind of shows.
Mm-hmm.
Watkins came out to say, this isn't Dynasty. This is not Falcon Crest. This is, I'm going to slap your bitch ass because I'm from the hood. It's very different. Remember, if you are black and you want to play roles that involve being a thug, a hood rat, a gangster, a killer, or a criminal, there are plenty of roles for you in Hollywood. But you can't compare it to shows like Blackish, where black people actually get to be human.
Shut the fuck up, yo.
Wait, now, here's my thing about that. Don Lemon, like, I don't know if you were trying to add to this agenda or whatnot, because, like, Dynasty, like, I do, when I watch this show, I do think of Dynasty, and they be up there,
and
too.
And they have, right,
you
all
bitch.
The smacking and killing and
and they
adultery.
Had a gay son.
They had all type of shit going on in Dynasty.
But beyond that, I want to tell you the Fox shows that I watch with white people that are fucking dysfunctional. One. Married with Children seems fucking pretty dysfunctional
yes.
to
white
me.
Trash,
yes.
Yeah.
Nanny 911. Here's a bunch of white people who have to hire outside people to take care of their
kids.
Families.
Yep.
The fuck? So but then we have I Hate My Teenage Daughter. I don't even know what the show's about, but the
wow.
fact that it's even called
Call
that.
Wow.
That 70s show. That's my fucking life. Smoking pot in my parents' fucking basement while they were clueless. That's fucking dysfunctional. Anger Management, Red Band Society, The O.C. Yeah, they were rich, but I don't want to be none of them.
They were like on drugs
fucked
and
up.
Shit. Yeah.
Arrested Development, wow. Family Guy.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
American Dad. Like
American Dad is the worst. American Dad and Family Guy are
the worst. Gonna put the Simpsons, but the reason I did is because I was like, wait, are the Simpsons?
They don't really use.
But that's why, because they did that on purpose.
Yeah.
Because they could be anything.
They could be anything.
Oh wow.
Really?
I never even thought of that.
They have no ethnicity.
So that's why I didn't put them. But I'm like, there are other shows out there that, like, come on. So then Don Lemon came out to say, look, you know, we understand that this is not the Cosby Show and it's not about doctors, but this is a story. This is a multicultural family, multi-dimensional family. We have a gay son who, was it you that I was talking to who said, you know, he's the one that has the morals in the family. Seems right. Like he has his head.
His name begins with a J. Jesse. Yeah.
Yep. Then we have the older son who is totally Shameless is on Fox.
I think it started, but now it's on like HBO or something. But it's still a dysfunctional white family.
Sure, the fuck is, because that's you ever seen that show?
No,
it's a great show, a hot mess. okay, so my thing with this, he says people need to study the history of blaxploitation in television. We get it. However, let's not rip this apart and let's see where we can grow from this. Yes, did the story come from drug lords and whatnot? Like, and was Cookie in jail? She slaps a bitch because she was in jail. We get it. Is that the best place for somebody to be represented from? No, but that's the fucking story. So now all I care about is, that's the problem you're going through. How are you going to rise up?
You know what? I feel like
Dr. Boyce, if he have children or don't have children, he should not let them watch TV, because I think people who are influenced by that, like, the TV didn't raise me. I seen a lot of shit on TV. Mm-hmm. And I knew it was TV, it was entertainment. It wasn't to be mocked. It wasn't to Cosby shows. That wasn't my hero. Empire, these people, I have parents, a household. You know what I'm saying? My parents raised me. So it's like, don't let characters on TV and television raise your children.
Okay, sorry, Queen.
No.
But off of that, Sean, the only reason I... Because that was my stance. Until watching the last episode of Empire, and it was that moment when... And the whole, like, gay agenda on Empire is like... But I appreciate it because no one is doing it mm-hmm. in this way. And so when I saw him and the little kid came up to him and was like, you inspired me. There really is no one on TV. If this show, all it does is brings the gay agenda out there, just puts uncomfortable topics in American homes and makes people comfortable at least having a conversation about it. I never had a person like Jamal to look up to believe, like, I'm a gay male, I could be a singer, I could be this, I could be the number one person singer, Patti LaBelle.
They were saying about the gay character, like, he's a regular guy, he's not fucking over the top,
yep. mm-hmm.
he's not a,
well, he is.
I don't want to say nothing derogatory, but he's not flamboyant, he's not a quote-unquote fag, he's a regular man who happens to be gay. And a black man, because they said all the depictions of black men, black gay men on TV are
flamboyant
and, you know, trying to emulate women. So they were saying that that's another breakthrough.
Just most gay men on TV are that. They only show one
they
side
only show
of it.
The makeup, wearing the makeup, with the beards and all types of stuff. Like, my personal opinion, this is how I feel. I think people are having a heart attack because two of the biggest shows on television are made by two strong black people.
Yeah.
Two black people have two... two black people have Scandal is on what? ABC?
Scandal, How to Get Away from Murder, and Empire.
Right. Scandal, How to Get Away from Murder, Empire. Sondra Rhimes and...
Lee
Daniels. Have the TV on lock and people are mad, and you have to pay attention because at the end of the day, it's not just black people watching these shows.
16.5 million.
Like, the white people are tuned in too. You know, but some people, like, black people can't afford cable or afford TV.
You know what else Empire did? I think Empire, because men do not watch Scandal. If you look at the ratings, it's the highest demographic is women. Scandal's like not Scandal, Empire's
it's for men.
So you could sit with your bae and watch everybody. TV right. on Wednesday right. comfortably. Right. Your bae ain't gonna watch
Scandal
with you. You
but
know
then
what I'm
again,
saying?
They do on a low.
Yep.
Scandal is something that they have. But I think right now everybody's throwing so much shit because there hasn't been a show on TV that
with those
is
numbers.
With those numbers. How to Get Away with Murder,
period.
Scandal, and Empire. You're not seeing these two writers at all. Not right now. So everybody want to throw a fit because they're mad they're not getting a piece of the coin. Taraji P. Henson, all these people who's coming back to Empire, do you know how much they coin
oh, the
is going to go
season?
Up? Second season? They can ask for whatever they want.
I want to send you guys a link, too. I read that they were paying Super Bowl prices to get a commercial to run an ad.
Probably.
$16.5 million. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's crazy.
God bless them. Mm-hmm. God bless Lee Daniels. God bless Shonda Rhimes. You are now officially going to go down into Black history.
American history,
period, but also Black because they are Black. Can we please give people, this is called Black Hollywood Live. Can we please give the writers who are Black their respect? Thank you. They're going to go down in American history, but they're going to go down in Black history. Yes, you need that right about now. So I say God bless them. I think people mad because they don't have a piece of that coin. They want a piece of that coin.
Like fucking Bow Wow. Like you're trash. You married a whore. You fucking...
Why are you doing that?
Wait, what?
Why are you doing that?
Why are you shading Bow Wow?
Because he said that He said Empire does nothing for the Black community.
Oh,
he said
who
it
said
degrades
this?
Bow Wow.
Oh,
he said
okay,
it degrades. He said it
I'm
degrades.
In on this one. I didn't hear this.
He said it degrades Black people or something.
How?
Stupid.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, Alexis. Can you find this quote?
Can you
for
find
me?
That
I'm looking
quote
for it right now.
Please.
I'm looking
Alexis
for it right now.
Because my thing is, I'm not going to speak ill on Bow Wow because
I love
loving hip hop. I'd be trying on AfterBuzz. I'd be trying to like not go in on him and Erica Mena's life. But if he made that comment,
yeah,
I will tell you about
okay,
what you're doing
think,
to the Black
community. I think I found an article. Hold
okay,
on.
What it say?
Hold on, I'm trying to read it real quick.
He just what is CSI on
yeah,
at the same time as Empire?
CSI.
Yeah, he's a fucking hacker on CSI. A crime is a crime. You
no,
know what
wait,
I'm saying?
But is CSI on at the same time as Empire?
No, it's not. It's not. But, like, he's saying that we always play criminals.
He's
and stuff.
Mad because he didn't get a piece of the coin.
He said Bow Wow thinks Empire stereotyped Black actors. But he was on 106 and Park.
Oh, yeah, here it is.
being on 106 and Park is not stereotypical.
No, but the music
actor,
that
wait,
they play
go ahead.
On,
what he said?
Oh, no, it's okay. It says the rapper actor says he wouldn't take a job on Empire because it stereotypes Black actors. He expressed his feelings in an interview with Global 14 about racial diversity as it relates to his role on CSI. When we are still filming Cyber episodes, Empire's first episode premiered. Fans were saying, man, you should have been on that show. But we all don't rap or play basketball, he said. We can do so many things. There are young African-American Americans who are intelligent enough to work at the FBI. That's what's so bright. Hopefully I can help start a new wave of young Black actors who don't want to stereotype
okay.
themselves.
He's just mad
Byron.
Because he's just mad that
Byron.
He... Wait, Byron... Yo,
that was
Bow,
a drug dealer.
Bow Wow is mad because he got booked that job first. That motherfucker got booked the CSI job first, and he couldn't participate in Empire if he wanted to.
He couldn't be the younger brother.
He couldn't be the younger brother. He's just mad. Bow, come on, I love you too
because
much,
Bow. Because here's my thing. Let's talk about it. You play a hacker on...
which is a crime. It's a federal crime.
Right. So just because it's a white-collar crime, like
exactly.
that makes
crime
it a little...
Exactly. Crime.
Crime is a crime. One. So yes, I'm not saying that there are not African-Americans or anyone of color who are not in the FBI. However, let's look at this show who's taking... only two people were anything a part of any drug killing or anything like that. The three children were raised by wealthy parents.
Mm-hmm.
These kids were raised into wealth.
Mm-hmm.
Not only that, and then given careers, given...
Hey, you know what? It's like the parents are criminals on this show. Andre, he is some big banker from Wall Street.
Mm-hmm.
His character, you know what I'm saying? Fucking, and the two other ones are singers or whatever. So the crime, the parents come from the streets, and the kids were raised in wealth and educated, have these master's degrees and all this and all that, which is displayed on the show as well.
Isn't that what's happening today, though, anyway?
Exactly. So
isn't
like,
that what happens?
Bow Wow's just a hater, and he get on CSI as a hacker and think that he could Like,
Bao is mad because he couldn't get the job. He was already booked for CSI.
He married a whore.
He can't double book, and he's marrying a bitch who like dick and pussy because she's looking for love in all the wrong places.
No, she's not looking for love. She's looking for a come up. She wants a career. Yeah. She wants a legend. Oh, this is probably one of your clients.
No, she's not my client.
Oh, she wants a career. You know what I'm saying? She's looking at 15 minutes, and she's extended her 15 minutes because the guy she's engaged to now has a show on CSI.
Even though I would love to do her hair, I think she's so cute.
She's wicked pretty. But here's my thing with that whole situation. Wow, y'all really giving y'all a lot of life.
Right.
With that, because I never talk about it on Love and Hip Hop because I really don't want to. I don't know why. I have this like respect for Bow Wow. And
yeah.
I don't want to bring him to a certain level. But that's the only thing that in my mind, I'm like, maybe him and Erica, you know, maybe they were fucked up on Molly one night. You know, they might have mixed Molly with ecstasy, with a little crack, with a little weed, with some Red Bull and vodka. And they had a really deep conversation.
It was that kiss.
I'm saying it's got to be something. I'm telling you because I don't believe that he's just doing this to be with.
I kind of think it's social climbing on both of their parts. She's trying to come up, and he is trying to stay relevant because she has a show, one of the highest rated
shows.
See,
I just feel like you making statements like this about, like, educated statements about this show, but you sitting up here.
He's trying to be the Madonna and say stuff because he probably don't really mean that because he know where he came from. You know what I'm saying? But he's trying to, it's going to keep his name in the news and the media, so.
I love you, Bow Wow, and I love you, Erica Mena.
All right, let's talk about the next thing. Madonna came out, this is real quick, but she's just trying to keep her name relevant. So she came out to say, the lifelong ambition I still want to fulfill is to go on a dream date with Drake and only kiss him. I mean, maybe it'll work because on his album, he got the song called Madonna, about Madonna. Like, you could be as famous as Madonna. So, I mean, I see a remix coming out.
This is a almost 60-year-old woman trying to stay relevant in 2015. She know which names to drop.
She knows how to maneuver
herself into relevancy into 2015 with the youth. The youth are obsessed with Drake. The youth are obsessed with Kanye and all these people. So she knows if she's mentioning these people.
She's aware.
She's very aware of pop of culture, the culture of today with hip hop and R&B. She realized that hip hop right now is taking over, but then there's other people coming in. She knows. Madonna is a very smart woman.
Why are you always
going to
touch the TV?
I don't know. Because I'm a New Yorker. Leave me alone.
Fingers are not good for television screens.
Okay, sorry. I don't get. Do I touch right on it?
Girl,
okay, sorry. Well, my statement, you see how they be reading me, but it's all good. I think that she's very smart and calculated on the things that she say and when she says them. Madonna, I see that look. You think you slick, bitch.
You know what else
about her? But I got
her
number, though.
You see that look.
You see that look? Look how she looking. She's sly as a...
I'm mad I pulled that picture. She look like Martha Stewart.
Let me tell you something about her. Before we started filming, we were talking about her, like her body. She's in good shape.
She looks amazing.
She fell on stage and got back up.
And kept performing.
Right at 6 years old, my grandmother would have been like, fuck.
I broke my hip.
But she's in good shape. She's in good shape.
Yeah, she work out. She stayed young. She liked young men.
She hopped the fuck up and did a little two-step.
She was on Ellen the other day about the Harvey Kardec. Yeah, she was on Ellen the whole week to promote her thing. And Ellen was like, what is the age, the youngest man you ever dated? She said, not too long ago, a 22-year-old.
Yeah.
Like, she likes flicking her old vagina to these little young boys. Wipe the cobwebs off and keep it moving.
No, there ain't no cobwebs. She used that coochie, so there ain't no cobwebs.
She wanna fuck all these young kids out here. Madonna's crazy.
No, but I feel like Madonna got, like, a plastic surgery pussy. Like, you know, you just pull the pants out and you just be like...
It just sits there. Yeah. Everything is 3D.
Just glisten like.
When you open her drawers, it's like.
Why don't they match the rest of you?
Right. I tucked my face in my vagina, honey. I got my. You know, there's a such thing as wall tightening.
Yeah, actually, I just heard of that.
Yes,
just
honey.
The other day. And we're not talking about that because I'd heard all of that.
You hate the talk of. You hate vagina.
I do. I really hate pussy.
It's pretty.
All right, so let's talk about Jordan Sparks.
I love you, Jordan.
We love Jordan here. So, Jordan, she was with us a couple weeks ago. Make sure you guys check out that interview with her. But she was talking about her newest
video,
Double Tap, that hadn't premiered yet. Well, it came out, so let's take a look. Featuring 2 Chainz.
She's so cute.
She's everything.
Yes, she is.
just singing over the track, y'all.
Turn that shit up, son.
Turn Sean's mic off.
Like what you see, then you gotta let me know that you won't double tap that hoe.
Oh, okay.
Hey, are you home?
Yeah, come over.
All right, beat promotion.
I'm at rock and roll placement.
Hey, hey, hey.
Go ahead, let me know about you.
Yes, Jordan.
Yo, she served this whole video.
She's so cute.
Hashtag something, show you gangster.
Like, it's not slutty, it's cute. Right.
It's
charming.
Cute.
And it's sexy.
Fully covered.
Yep, and it's sexy. She delivered all of that in a video, and
I
appreciate that.
Yeah, I appreciate that,
and
too.
And she's talking about double tap, and that sexual entendre, but it's still at the same time, it's about Instagram.
Yeah, right. I bet you won't double tap. I think it looks great. I think she did a great job. Not because she was here, because this is my genuine feelings. I think this was a great job, and this is good for the youth to see.
Yep.
It's a good image for
that is
youth
true,
to
too.
See.
I didn't even look at it that way.
Yeah. No, fully clothed.
Watching it brought me back to almost a 90s video.
90s, yeah.
Where I was like, wow, I actually feel like this is what she would be doing with her friends.
Whereas
now everyone's like chilling in like a car that they can't afford. They're at a strip club that they can't afford
yeah.
to
right.
get into. You know what I mean? Like, this is like a 90s video where it's like just chilling with your friends make it simple, talk about simple topics.
Right.
Love it.
And be like, go check your followings. Yo, that motherfucker, yo, he double tapped that bitch picture, yo.
Bet you won't.
Bet you won't.
All right. So
good
next
job.
Song, Miss A. Marie
yes.
is
yes.
back.
Yes, she finally grew her hair back.
Let's take a listen to the new song.
You don't like it?
Out Loud. We're going to talk about it in a second.
This is the old
is
A. Marie.
Yes.
Hey. Hey. Hey.
Yes,
hey.
Let me just clarify. Pretending my heart ain't breaks unless you and I separated. Tonight is just my time to get it gonna ride it. Drive it to the streets of love.
People are making a big deal about the song because she's back with her producer that she started off with, Rich Harrison,
okay.
who did her two first albums.
Mm-hmm.
And he got big and started fucking with Beyonce, and Kim and A-Marie broke up, and he was giving her sound to Beyonce, whoever else wanted to buy his songs. So everybody's making a big deal about this song because she's back with the guy she started with.
She's not only back with the guy she started with. I don't know if y'all saw pictures of her, but she cut her hair and went like a platinum blonde at one point.
Yeah.
And it was not becoming. This A-Marie right here, you can see she's growing her hair back. She went back jet black, and her body still look amazing. She look amazing. Welcome back, A-Marie.
Well, all right. So
what you
I
think?
Was like, I love me some A-Marie.
Yes.
I've been riding for A-Marie for years.
Uh-huh.
Now, my question is, we all of a sudden legally put the other I in the name?
She said it was a creative thing.
Oh, okay.
I didn't even notice that.
Weird. I don't think it's creative. I think it's going to be harder for people to now
to
try
find
and
her.
Find
yeah.
you. Cause,
and Google her,
yeah.
right, yeah. But, maybe
okay.
she wants to separate herself from that.
Maybe. But so here's my thing. I heard the song, and I was like, that intro beat came in. We didn't play it because it takes a minute for the beat for her to get into it.
Mm-hmm.
But go and listen to it. I was so into it. I was like, yes, what? Where are we going? A-Marie's back. Like, I was so into it. Then I started researching on the web, and I found some other tracks that she's been working on that are going to be tied to this.
No.
I think
she always had one or two good ones.
No, she didn't. Her first two albums with Rich Harrison were amazing. Everybody critically acclaimed albums. I think what they're doing now, because she just got with Rich Harrison like a month ago,
They're just testing stuff.
They're going to do the whole project over, and he's going to produce the whole project.
Because
I seen his brother on Instagram, like tweeting all types of, or Instagramming a bunch of shit about Rich Harrison and A-Marie being back together and stuff. So I think that they're going to scrap the whole project that was supposed to come out.
Good.
And redo everything.
Yeah.
Good.
And it's
good for her.
It's dope because, like, I was listening to, like, when they dropped the song, I was like, I didn't realize how much I missed that sound.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Until I heard that, I'm like, that brought me back. Like,
yeah.
Like, it's go-go, because they're from D.C., so they incorporate go-go. Yep.
D.C. got that. Song,
with the chants. Yeah. That's her thing, like the chant.
Yep.
She chants on all her songs. That's a go-go thing, the vibe, D.C., DMV. So, and they're both from that area, so it's dope that they still incorporating that go-go industrial sound into the music, and they did it before, but it's like they picked up from Touch, you know what I'm saying? Got back in the studio and gave us that same shit.
She's like Aaliyah in the sense of she almost has to work with Rich.
Yeah.
Like, because he knows her voice. Because once she gets on that, like, digital shit.
Yeah.
Because what was the Art of War?
Nobody bought that.
No, I did. And there were some songs on it that I really liked. But her voice on, you know, computer-made tracks, like, right. You don't feel what her vocals are actually capable of doing. All right, moving on from that. Speaking,
I think you just said that a little too hard. Oh, sorry.
Speaking of vocals, let's talk about the mother.
Yes, I love her.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jill Scott just dropped a video called You Don't Know. Let's take a look.
She feeds my spirit.
Okay.
See, she's already in character.
Yep. She's like Jennifer Hudson who?
To be her. Mama Jill.
Yes, plus size.
Right, she's Mama Hudson. Did you
ever feel her hair needs me.
So wait, she got the pull through, right?
I don't know what
is that the pull through?
That's a quick
No, that's a wig.
A full wig? No, her hair coming out at the top.
No,
it's the open part.
Like a U.
Yeah. But I think it's supposed to look like that. No, she's doing that on purpose. Well, if you don't know what I'm talking about, you don't know nothing. You don't know. Is that the Roots?
Not all of them.
No.
Damn. She cut it off when we was in. Yo, is it just me or were you in it?
I was in it. That damn was a spiritual movement. Yeah. Right, I was damning the devil to hell. Damn. All right, Jill Scott. I mean,
she can't
what
do
you
no
really
wrong.
Say? Yeah.
You can't say anything wrong about Jill Scott. I still play her shit all the time.
Okay.
Every album she ever made, I bought. Now I gotta do some listening to that, but I can't say anything bad about Jill Scott because she's definitely one of my favorites, along with Fantasia, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I love Jill.
I know I had to send you that Fantasia video.
That
I seen the Fantasia video
I was
on Facebook.
House like
I was
this.
I was like, I didn't even watch the whole thing because I it was horrible like recording. I was like, Queen gonna like this, and
yeah.
I was like, maybe it was a bad recording. No, this bitch was like, oh!
You know, once the sound goes away, I caught the songs and I was singing it along like, yes, whoever's in this front row area, thank you. Fuck you, Sean. I love you.
On that note, we want to thank you guys for joining us here today. Make sure you guys hit us up at BHL Online on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook.
Yes, let us go out to this.
You guys can tweet me at DJ Jesse J.
You can tweet me at Queen Live, Instagram at Queen Wink, and check out winklux.com for your extension needs.
Instagram, Twitter, Sean Allen Live.
And also make sure you guys...
Oh, gunsandbeards.net for the shirt.
Also, make sure you guys check out all the music that you guys heard today on iTunes. Till next week, same time, same place. Peace.
Peace. Turn that shit up. Hey. You won't double tap that hoe. Hey. This is going to be a summertime song. Go ahead, let me know about you. Hashtag something, show you gangster.
From producers Maria Menounos, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, Kevin Undergaro, and the entire BHL crew, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us at info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I'm your BHL announcer, Scipio. Instagram me at Planet Scipio. Thank you for tuning in.
Music Redefined.
from producers. The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.